Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks hits a line drive towards short. Firmin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Firmin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Firmin moves to second. Two outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sasky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Burks scores. Greenwell moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Greenwell scores. Rice scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Scott Bales now pitching. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Sasaki moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sasaki scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasaki is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sasaki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Sasaki moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Sasaki moves to third. Reed moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sasky scores. Reed moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive towards short. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burks hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to third. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDowell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sasky is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sasky moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cerrone strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Sasky moves to third. Reed moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. Randy Cutcher now playing right field. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burks. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Luis Medina pinch hits for Dave Clark. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Medina hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Cutcher catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Cutcher. O'Brien tags and scores. Medina tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Pat Keady pinch hits for Odibe McDowell. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Keady strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Keady now playing left field. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burks takes first base on ball four. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Burks steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kutcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.